A combination of drought and the heat waves, which the meteorological department attributes to the El Nino phenomena, has hit most parts of Zimbabwe, including the maize-producing belt. The El Nino that emanated from warming sea surfaces temperatures appears to be living up to the expectations as it is causing extreme weather patterns in Zimbabwe and beyond. This comes at a time the World Food Program says about 850,000 people of the 1.5 million Zimbabweans who are food insecure urgently need food aid due to poor harvests in previous farming seasons. Farmers in Mashonaland and the West believe it's not only the El Nino phenomena that is ravaging the region as the climate appears to have shifted, leaving them with no specific time for planting crops. They say climate change caused by various factors including high carbon emissions is largely to blame for previous crop failures. Lions Den farmer Gertrude Chamboko says the visible shift in season is causing havoc in most regions in Zimbabwe.
In most cases, the rains are late and people delay in cultivating their fields. When they start thinking of planting their seeds, time for doing so is normally over.
Her sentiments are echoed by farming expert Peter Gambara, who says there must be a planting system normally followed by farmers. Gambara adds that the system should clearly indicate when farmers are supposed to cultivate their fields.
Systems that are able to tell farmers when to prepare, when to plant, what varieties to plant, and what varieties to produce.
The meteorological department could not be drawn to comment on the farmers' claims of a slight shift in agricultural seasons, saying it needs to conduct a thorough analysis of cropping patterns before issuing statements. Makonde farmer Pedzai Chishiri says problems faced by most farmers can be addressed through the revival of irrigation schemes.
Tirofunga tinogona kubatsirikana hurumende ikavandudza urongwa hwema irrigation mumapurazi.
Irrigation schemes can help people a lot in the sense that at times when there are no rains, people can use irrigation schemes to cultivate their crops.
His views are echoed by Chinoi farmer Joel Kasim, who says it is dangerous to depend on rains for subsistence food production.
It is now time to invest much in irrigation since depending on natural rainfall is a risk business.
Some blame the meteorological department for failing to inform the nation about changes taking place in seasons. Farmer Tagari Samberi says this important department is normally predicting wrong rainfall patterns.
The Met department is failing us because they were not spot on in terms of focusing what the weather will be like. Such information is vital to the farm. Maybe they are using outdated machines.
The meteorological department has over the years expressed the concern that it is using almost obsolete equipment while operating on a shoestring budget. Some experts have indicated that climate change may be the major cause of recent disasters like floods, which displaced more than 20,000 people in Mashingo province and thousands of villagers in other regions. Many say the once productive state-owned Agricultural Rural Development Authority, or ADA, is a crucial missing link in promoting irrigation, and if it is run efficiently, it can ensure food security. ADA, which runs 21 farming estates countrywide, is working on reviving production and is said to have acquired irrigation equipment at several estates through public-private partnership. Reporting for Studio 7 in Chinoye, this is Arthur Chigoriwa.